USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the cause of more than 80% of new COVID cases in the U.S., according to new data from the CDC. The largest increases of cases coming in areas with lower rates of vaccination against the virus. Several recent polls show a steady amount of hesitancy to receive the vaccine, with many saying they've been unmoved by outreach efforts. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is the chief medical officer at Very Well Health in Dallas and tells CBS News that breakthrough infections could be another source of hesitancy against the shot.
That's where we really need to create more of a message of people understanding the importance of vaccination, but also what comes with vaccination is that there is the possibility of getting reinfected, which is a very low rate, mild infection. And what we're seeing more is that we're having more severe outcomes of a variant that is much more infectious, much more deadly among unvaccinated persons.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Medical bills were a bigger worry for more Americans during the pandemic. Tim Berg explains.
A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a congressman, a White House official, and several congressional staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. The attending physician for Congress said Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan and the staffers were all fully vaccinated. The White House official and an aide to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi were reportedly exposed during a meeting with members of the Texas State House Democratic delegation. At least five members of that group have tested positive during their time in D.C., trying to avoid a vote on a controversial election reform bill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and a crew of three others blasted into suborbital space Tuesday morning as the first mission of Bezos' Blue Origin was a success. 82-year-old Wally Funk became the oldest person in space with her participation in the flight. The mission comes days after fellow billionaire Richard Branson rode one of his Virgin Galactic rockets into suborbital space. Former NASA flight director Jerry Griffin says the possibilities being advanced are exciting. He tells Fox News that he can't wait to see what comes next in space tourism.
We also have three companies now that have stepped up and put their own blood in the game and skin in the game, and they're making it happen. And I think that's wonderful. I think we're going to see even greater advances now by these companies. For at least two of them are going on to launch into orbit. Not too far away from the Cape, and I think it's exciting. I think it's time to say well done to all of them, and look forward to what they're going to do next.
An English Premier League soccer club, Arsenal, has canceled a preseason tour of the United States after a small number of their traveling party tested positive for COVID. They were set to participate in the Florida Cup in Orlando with fellow Premier League side Everton, Italian champions Inter Milan, and Colombian club Millonarios. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.